News Talk 1620, WTAW, a little time this evening visiting with Eddie Colson, the superintendent of the College Station School District. Dr. Colson, the Board of Trustees meeting last night, some proposals being made about how the district is going to meet the budget for the 2012-13 school year. And let's start off with a bit of a recap of at least what's being proposed.
Absolutely. As we move forward with the budget development process, we have lots of different influences on the budget, especially this time around with opening of College Station High School. We also have the reduction from the state, and obviously the need to continue to meet the needs of our students across, you know, from Head Start through 12th grade. So we have lots of different pieces that we're trying to put together, and we're still at the beginning stages of that budget development process, but we are in process of identifying about $1.8 million in reductions. We're also in process of we're reducing on one hand. On the other hand, we know that we're adding to the budget with College Station High School and the expenses associated with College Station High School. So right now the board is just in the beginning stages of trying to balance all of those pieces, and we're looking at a number of different options. We have some money in our fund balance. We're talking about using a portion of that. We will need to make some reductions. We're talking about what those reductions might be, and we're also talking about how we will go about funding the district in terms of taxes. So lots of different moving parts right now.
But some of those moving parts also means perhaps longer working days for teachers, also some potential staff reductions at the central office.
Absolutely. We're looking at district-wide, we made reductions last year. Part of those reductions last year were for our 5th through 8th grade teachers to begin, the core teachers to begin teaching 6 out of 7 classes. Our electives teachers have been doing that for a while. We're looking at that same move for the 9th through 12th grade teachers for the 2012-2013 school year. Again, our career and technology and electives teachers have been teaching 6 out of 7 classes for a number of years. We're looking at making that same move for our core classes as well. And while it wouldn't be what we would choose to do in an ideal budget situation, you know, the truth is we're not in an ideal budget situation, so we're having to put forth some ideas and some reductions that I don't think a lot of people, including me, are excited about. Nevertheless, that's what the budget calls for. And so looking at making those reductions, looking at making reductions in other personnel costs as well. We'll do our instructional technology, provide support with our instructional technology a little different. Looking to make more reductions from support positions, many of which, some of which at least, are housed at the central office. We don't have a lot of folks over here right now, but as we look at where could we make reductions, we're looking at combining as many duties as we can. Unfortunately, in any reduction that we make, ultimately, it impacts the classroom. That's where the rubber hits the road in the school district, is the classroom. So our challenge is to be able to provide the support that our teachers need and to make sure that our students are getting what they need. And as we have to reduce our budget, it's becoming more and more challenging to impact the classroom as little as possible.
I also see a note about 10 to 15 elementary teachers to get close to the student-teacher ratio.
Yes, the 10 to 15 elementary school teachers that we're talking about, we probably would be talking about making those reductions even if we weren't in a budget situation. We have, via some rezoning and adding schools over the course of the last couple of years, we have, we're overstaffed, and we need to get closer to that 22 to 1 ratio. And so we have some flexibility there, so we are looking to reduce approximately 10 elementary school teachers to get us closer to that ratio. Because we have 8 schools, 8 elementary schools, those 10 positions obviously won't come all from one school. To get us closer to that ratio, there will be a reduction of a few teachers at some of the schools. It won't be 10 at each school, obviously, but it'll 10 district-wide.
visiting with Eddie Colson, the superintendent of the College Station Independent School District, and what was dealt with by the board was in a workshop format. No decisions have been made, but there's some things now that are out there for constituents to look at. They can obviously go to the CSISD.org website. I also noticed that perhaps there's going to be some dialogue potentially in the future with the trustees and maybe parents and other constituents at the campus level.
Absolutely. One of the things that we talked about last night was going and talking with the board, a member of the board, going and talking with PTOs just to talk about where CSISD is in relation to budget and where CSISD is in relation to moving forward, kind of the state of what we want a student to look like in College Station ISD. So to do a short presentation to our PTOs, and then we're looking at having a public meeting as well in the near future, and a public meeting related to the budget and moving forward. And we'll do that sometime toward the end of March. A date will be set for that in the very near future. We'll invite the public to come in and hear. Here's where we are in CSISD related to the budget. Things we're trying to do to prepare our students so that our community can be fully informed about where we are and how we're trying to move forward.
A couple of other things from the workshop yesterday. One, the reaction to the news from the TEA and the Education Commissioner late Friday regarding the new STAR test, the end-of-course exams, and an exemption being offered to at least the high school portion of the EOC.
Yes, the commissioner has come out and said the districts will have the opportunity to waive implementing the 15% of the end of course, the state end of course exams counting toward a student's final grade in a class. You know, unfortunately, this year, the state has not provided tremendous amount of information related to the end-of-course exams, and especially in terms of their the scoring, how the scale scores could be correlated to a grade point average and so forth. And so the lack of information has certainly created some consternation on the part of a number of people across the state as to how can we implement such a program of counting the end of course exams toward 15% of the final grade. How can we do that with integrity when we have such little information about the scoring of the test? And so I think in a good move, the commissioner was given permission in terms of what the legislative intent is to allow districts to waive that 15%. For year one, the procedures and rules about how to go about waiving that haven't come out yet, but I anticipate those in the very near future, and I anticipate that our board will move forward with that action for CSISD as well.
So that will come at a future board meeting for action then?
Yes, I don't know. Yes, it will. I don't know if it will be the March meeting or April meeting or when we'll actually get the rules and be able to move forward with that.
So will the freshmen still be taking the test then?
Yes, absolutely. Freshmen will still be taking the test.
And I'm sorry to take this out of sequence. I should have finished up the money side of the conversation first. But I know that there are many who are still anticipating from the TEA what's going to be the decision regarding the bond refunding from the Wolfpin TIF.
Right. The Wolfpin TIF money, because of the district CSISD being owed approximately $1.2 million from the city of College Station because of the Wolfpin TIF, and that money was collected as part of the TIF, and then because the TIF is not being used as it was, TIF money is not being used as it was originally designed. The rules say that it returns to the entity that it would have gone to. That means that College Station ISD would get about $1.2 million. Unfortunately, due to the state financing system and the rules, it doesn't appear that CSISD will be able to keep any of that money. Even as we look at very, very creative solutions, we're still waiting for some final answers related to that. But even as we think about many, many creative solutions other than simply the city refunding the money to the district, it does appear that that CSISD will not be able to actually realize any of that money. And so, again, we don't have a final answer on that, but we are continuing to work on it.
And that's awful discouraging news at this stage.
Well, it is awful discouraging news, and it just shows kind of the state of school finance, in my opinion. Not much of it makes good sense right now. Thus, you see so many school districts across the state really pursuing action to say, let's get the school finance system where it makes sense, and that is a system that provides the funding to meet the expectations that the state has laid out before us. And so I anticipate that there will be a lot of action over the course of the next 12 months, both in the courtroom and by our state legislature when they come together in January of next year to begin working on the issues associated with the state. I think public education in general, and specifically school finance and accountability, are going to be high on the list of things that our legislatures will deal with.
Well, let me float the idea. Why don't we just keep that TIF money in limbo until the final court decisions are made, and perhaps by then the district might be able to retain the money.
Yep, you never know. I think the issue is that the money was collected in 2008, 2009, and 2010, so the rules for 2008, 2009, and 2010 will probably apply to that money, since that's when it was collected.
Well, let's finish
regardless of any change in the school finance system.
All right. Let's finish up, though, on a positive note. I note here that the board did approve about another $1 million worth of purchases for the new College Station High School, and the anticipation, I'm sure, continues to build to get that building open.
We're very excited about College Station High School, and we are now, obviously, the building will be complete here in the coming months, and we are now purchasing the technology and other supplies associated with it. The money that the board authorized last night is all part of the bond funds that were approved in 2009 by our voters, and certainly we're very excited about that. We're also excited that A&M Consolidated High School are going to receive some renovations beginning this summer. The students will walk out this summer, and the construction workers will walk in and begin some significant renovations on A&M Consolidated High School. That's also part of the 2009 bond fund. So certainly a lot going on, and an exciting time to live in College Station ISD and be a student and be a parent associated with our district. We have a lot of good things going on.
And again, those who are interested can point to the district's Facebook page, /CSISD, and then, of course, the district website at CSISD.org.
Absolutely. Lots of information on both those places.
Including the superintendent's most recent message.
Absolutely. I'm excited when I get the opportunity to communicate with our staff and our community and about what's on my mind, and would encourage people to read those messages as well.
In fact, I enjoyed the comments in your most recent posting about the use of Twitter. So,
Good.
You and Dr. Lofton both.
Well, we're trying. I'm certainly putting an effort into it.
Terrific. Appreciate the visit, as always.
You bet. Talk to you soon, Bill.
Superintendent Eddie Colson, the College Station Independent School District, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.